Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by my friends at Monument Grills. If you're looking for that brand new barbecue and you really want to save some money and get something cool, check them out at monumentgrills.com. These are not those throwaway barbecues that you spend a few hundred bucks on at the home improvement store. They got a killer warranty, 7 years, 10 years, depending what you're looking at, depending on the model. But check them out at monumentgrills.com. That way, you've got something cool when your friends come over for that summer barbecue. And it just makes that stuff taste a little bit better. This is our midweek update. This is the stuff we talk about that didn't make it into last weekend's show. And of course, isn't going to make it into this weekend's show. And it's been pretty interesting out there. I wanted to talk about something that I've been noticing because I'm getting my house ready for sale. And of course, working on that curb appeal, getting some projects finished up. And as you do that, you start looking at other homes. And I wanted to give a little bit of advice out there for people out there taking on those DIY projects, because I have seen some absolutely beautiful homes where DIY went badly. They took that vintage home and took that beautiful brick and painted it white. They took the cedar ceiling in this contemporary home and painted it white. You see what I mean? Be very careful when you're diving into these projects, especially if you're thinking about, hey, I want to update this, but I want to get my money out someday. The biggest thing is you don't want this to look like some bad flip house. And sometimes by blowing through there and hitting white paint on everything, it makes it look really low end. And that can really hurt you, especially in some of these 60s and 70s homes where texture and color, we have some of these cool old homes that maybe had that 70s vibe that's really coming back in, where they had that's almost that kind of volcanic rock wall. And they paint it white and it looks, even in the pictures, like somebody took something beautiful and painted it white. So be super, super careful out there. You could be doing something that looks really good, and then, holy smokes, you could have a serious issue down the road because you could take $5, $10, $20, $50,000 out of the value because of some bad choices, and that might help you or hurt you get into that next home. So here's my best advice at getting the rest of that back out. If you want to get the full value out of your house, but you still want to make it yours, find that common ground of, okay, I want to honor the heritage of this home. I want to honor the history. I want it to look like it's part of that period, or I'm going to twist it and make it more desirable for other people. Now, if this is going to be your forever home, do what you want. Your kids or relatives, or when you sell it to go into the later years, you can deal with it then. But my biggest concern is always getting the money back out of it. So that might be, if you're going to be putting it up for sale, just think about that. Honor the heritage. And the more historic, the more you should pay attention. This might be where you want to bring a designer in, especially if you're just painting a wall, who cares? But if you're going to be painting up a fireplace or brick on the front, maybe bringing in a professional that might be able to tell you if you're hurting yourself or if you're going to make it much more desirable to people out there. It's kind of like when we saw people go through and take all that beautiful cedar siding out there and they put vinyl right over the top of it. They didn't want to paint it. They didn't want to stain it, but you kind of left something secret there. When that popped out, without a lot of work, sometimes you can go through there and really clean that up. And that vinyl somewhat protected it, so you can haul the vinyl off to recycle. But the cool thing is, you might have something underneath it. So be really careful, guys. Just some quick advice on working through a more heritage or a more classic home. Don't make a mistake of doing damage that's going to hurt your value down the road. Now, I get it. Some of those things, you're like, there's no way I'd live with that. I understand. But maybe if it's something super rare, something super cool, but you just don't like it, maybe move on to another house you can make your own without hurting that heritage house. And I'm talking about something where it was a classic, where it's something that could be on the historical register, where it's something that was architecturally significant. Just be careful out there. You can have a lot of fun, but just don't do any damage that hurts you a little bit later. All right, guys, next one up here I wanted to talk about is what is going on with cable home improvement television. We are seeing so many things change, and I wanted to comment a little bit on this. We saw all the shows that got canceled over on HGTV, and this is not just an HGTV thing. This is one of those things that we have seen many different networks go through and do a ton of cancellations. Look what happened to the Motor Trend Network. If you guys are watching anything over there, they have just gutted that network, got rid of all their self-produced shows, and they got basically just reruns. And so then you start looking at what's going on here on the list of canceled shows. I mean, they canceled a ton of stuff over there. And it's interesting because it's some of the biggest people. So I think it was last week they said that Christina Hacks, Christine on the Coast, The Flipping El Musas, and a lot of other shows got the axe. So it's interesting to see what's going on there. So I think a couple things that are happening here, and this is my guess. I don't have a ton of information on this, but being where I've worked in television and I've seen what's going on, I think what's happened is you've got HGTV and Discovery Networks who bought these TV networks for premium. They paid full meal deal for this stuff. And now all of a sudden, they're having to pay the bills on this. In my opinion, HGTV got away from really their core audience, which was people looking to learn, looking to be inspired by home improvement projects. They moved away from much more of an honest show and then got into a little more of a game show or a contest, or even worse, just reality television, where it's a little more shock, a little more awe, a little bit of that stuff. And I think they've gotten really away from that. And of course, with people watching less and less cable TV, and so many people moving over to streaming, I think they're in the smack middle of all of their worst nightmares of how do we keep this thing going? We're making payments on something that's not worth what it's worth, and it's really put in a bind. So I think what you're seeing is some of these bigger show hosts that are getting probably decent money, they're trying to cut that back, run some reruns, and see if they can keep those numbers going. What's going to happen to HGTV? I really don't know, but it looks like they might be circling the drain a little bit. So we'll see if they get spun off, if they get sold, or if they just end up going to a streaming only thing where they're on some streaming network. I think we're going to get to a point here where they're going to actually drop off. You're going to start seeing these channels dropping off cable and heading out. We'll see what happens. I could be totally wrong, but I'm still kind of looking at this going, there's something really big going on here because they're getting rid of some of their most popular shows, which means they're not making money, because if they were making money, they'd be doing it, because that's what keeps that big machine going. Hey, real quick on recalls out there. Best Way, Intex, and Polygroup recall certain above-ground pools 48 inches and taller due to a drowning hazard. 9 deaths reported. 5 million pools sold since 2002. You can find out more about that at cpsc.gov/recalls. Really, there's the Bexco Enterprises recalls Kiwi electronic recliner and swivel gliders with USB port. That USB port is overheating. So they sold about 9,000 of those and 6 in Canada. Not a big deal. So really, that's the big ones right there. Otherwise, we cut some stuff last week and talked about it. I think the only other one is Tractor Supplies recalling Traveler aluminum loading ramps. They fold before you hit the weight limit, and people have been getting hurt. There's about 18,000 of those. Take a look out there for those. To find out more information on those recalls, just head over to the U.S. government website, which is the cpsc.gov/recalls. All right, guys, I got a lot to go on today. We got a great show coming up this weekend. I can't wait to share it with you. It's going to be exciting. We're going to be going outside doing some projects, and we've got a lot of stuff on some concrete restoration that I can't wait to share with you on Saturday. I'm Eric G. To find out more information about us, head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. You can find us more there, find out more about us there. And of course, our YouTube, make sure you take a look there and you can find that. Just look Around the House, Eric G. You can find that, or head over to our website and you can find it there. I'm Eric G. Happy midweek. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.